Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Strelow will join us of TigerIllustrated.com. Can't wait for that. Tell you exactly what he thinks about the latest in Clemson football recruiting, including the offers that officially go out on August 1st of players' senior year, the official offers, and then including some financial aid papers that have been signed by a few guys. We'll tell you about that coming right up. Pretty big day there. Big day here in Clemson in that it is finally here. The first day of practice is here, and Zach and I will attend practice today for the limited time that they'll let us out there, but we will be there, and certainly looking forward to that. We have our official weights that the guys weighed in on. And so we'll tell you about that coming up and really get you some thoughts about the highs and lows and really who was pretty important by that. That's when you know you're star for when you start talking about guys and their weigh-ins. I did my official weigh-in this morning, too. I'll tell you what I weighed, too. We have the World Golf Championship, WGC stuff coming up. Firestone starts today. I have a pretty cool deal of 247.com has their top 250 players in college football. We'll tell you where the Tigers and Gamecocks and where some of their opponents will rank as far as that goes. I have thoughts about some of the top defensive lines in the country, especially Clemson plays four of the top 12 defensive lines in the country. So we're looking forward to that. So a lot to do today, including Paul Strelow. Get your thoughts on it. Finally, we'll talk about Clemson's quarterback situation. I want to know the argument for and against all three quarterbacks and which one has the strongest one heading into today's very first day of practice. A lot to do. The guy that will run the ship, not just running this ship, running a bunch of ships around here lately, man, the busy guy. Even though he is Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter, he's number one in your heart. The Orr that stirs the pot, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the tattooless one, and one of my dear, dear friends, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Mickey Plyler? How are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here this morning.
Great. Glad to hear that. What'd you do yesterday? How's your life? What's going on in your world over there?
Yeah, I was up in Greenville yesterday, putting around.
Yeah.
Seeing old G Vegas.
Yeah.
That was nice.
You went and putted yesterday on some putt-putt courses?
Yeah, something like that. Now just putting around, just walking around.
Yeah.
Visiting some family. And now I'm back here in Tigertown doing the little morning show with you.
Greenville's nice.
Greenville is a lovely area.
Yeah. Greenville is growing and very, very nice.
From when I came down here in 2011 to go to school, compared to now, Greenville has made leaps and bounds.
Yeah, that West End down there, man.
Yeah, just, it's just beautiful.
Going like crazy down by the river and the falls and all that kind of stuff.
So you guys have quite a gym down here.
Yeah, no, we do. Not you guys. You're part of us now.
No, it's you guys. You guys.
Oh no, you're part of us now, buddy. You're right here in the middle of us now. All right.
What'd you get into yesterday?
Well, interesting you asked. Let me see. When I left here, did some stuff around the house. Oh, my wife told me I had to clean toilets, so I cleaned toilets yesterday.
Ugh.
That's okay, man. You got to do it. You know, I'm a domesticated cat. And then went to lunch with some buddies, and then went and practiced some golf yesterday. Came home, cooked out. Man, I cooked two great steaks last night. Like, just really, really good steaks last night. And, oh, by the way, before I get too far into the show, speaking of steaks, I want to tell you about the butcher's block, and I get this all the time. I told you I had the captain of the police department say, somebody walked into the department and said, hey, I heard Mickey Paul show about this chopping block, this butcher's chop, this, you know, it's a simple, folks, butcher's block. 1702 North Main Street. Here's what you need to do today. And people on Twitter are talking about it now. Facebook talking about it now. Go by, have lunch today. They've got a meat and three. They've got, not just meat and three, but how about that, like that crab burger, crab cake burger they had up there, that Charleston crab cake burger?
Mm-hmm.
And when we say crab cakes, we mean like fresh crab cakes. We mean like all the stuff is so fresh. The ingredients, you're big into that. I am too. Farm to table meats with the grass-fed beef, the free-range chicken, the wild-caught seafood, all these ingredients make for the best meals. They've got the meat and three there now. They can also do the pre-cooked or pre-prepared meals. All you do is throw it in the oven or microwave and take care of that. They feed a family for $25, and that's like lasagna and fried chicken and baked chicken and chicken Alfredo and stuff, flounder, chicken cordon bleu, so much more. And then while you're there on the way out, go ahead and take care of the butcher shop, too. Get the stuff to throw in the grill for tonight. Get your unbelievable cuts of very fresh meats for your grill tonight. We love it. We think it's fantastic. Check out Facebook. They have free giveaways all the time. The Meat and Three, Farm to Table, the prepackaged meals, prepacked meals, and the Butcher's Block stuff. It's the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. So, cooked out last night, though. I would say a masterpiece last night. Did a great job with it. Also grilled out some zucchini and squash.
What'd you make?
The big, huge, thick steaks. Had a nice salad in there, too. Had a little sweet potato.
There you go.
Then I settled in and watched the documentary on the west coast of Ireland.
That's interesting.
Yeah. From a nature standpoint, it's beautiful. I didn't realize all the islands and all the stuff going on. Really cool stuff, though. But more than anything, let's don't kid myself. I just look at these weights and these weigh-in numbers. And got excited about football today.
I got so excited about a couple of these weights. I was like, oh, man. Oh, boy.
Let me guess. The number one thing you're excited about as far as weights go is Tavion Feaster going from 207 to 222.
It's not even close. People go, oh, he's going to be such a speed guy. You know, he won't be able to have the physicality the other guys will, but he'll be a speed guy. He's the heaviest running back on the roster right now.
222.
He's the heaviest running back on the roster.
He put it in full beast mode in the offseason.
Hey, come on and get you some.
That's what I'm talking about. T. Higgins, 197?
I thought he'd be heavier. I was actually shocked to see Amari Rodgers be heavier than him.
Amari Rodgers is a thick little fire plug.
Yeah, he is.
Amari Rodgers is about 5'8", 212. He looks like a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Higgins, when I saw him last year, had to be 175, 185. So he's put on a bunch of weight. Let me get another player or two. Oh, I got one for you. I know you love this one right here. How about Dexter Lawrence going to 337, 18% body fat?
That makes zero sense to me. But yes, I was very excited about that.
Christian Wilkins down 297.
I was excited about that.
How about Jordan Williams? We've heard this before, 280.
That was surprising. Trey Lamar being at 250 was alarming.
Yeah.
Was alarming.
Texas said, Feaster that heavy and ran step for step with Deion Kane, 100-yard dash a couple weeks ago. Get you some of that.
Yeah, get you some of that is right.
All right. Feaster's got to be the guy, right? Doesn't he have to be the guy?
I think he had more in his tank in that race, too.
I hope. Kane certainly did because he was kind of mocking him like
Yeah.
Kind of like Usain Bolt would do. Love Usain Bolt, by the way. You know, that's not my style, but boy, I love Usain Bolt. How about all those great offensive line numbers?
Every one of your starters over three bills?
Yeah, but like every one of your starters, like Taylor Hearn to me, going from 327 to 321, that's a big deal. I like that. I like Sean Pollard going from 310 to 307. John Simpson, a good-looking 311. So we'll talk about all these guys coming up. Man, you know we're starved for it.
You're a John Simpson fan, if I recall correctly.
John Simpson is physically the best-looking offensive lineman Clemson has. Mitch Hyatt is the best offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in there and draw one up, that's what you draw up.
He weighed in over three, if I'm not mistaken.
311.
Mm-hmm.
307 last year, 311 this year. How about Gage Cervinka up to 322?
Yeah.
Trying to challenge a little bit for some center playing time.
What if Austin Elliott weigh in at?
304, down from 307. Love it, man. And that's a good-looking weight. You'll see it out there today, so it's good-looking weight. So we'll talk all the way about that. Kelly Bryant up to 222. Like that. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up. How pumped are you about football practice today?
I'm really excited. I don't know if you are. Maybe it's just the fact that I haven't been to a football practice.
Oh.
I know we're not going to see a ton.
No.
I'm just excited to be out there and feel the energy a little bit.
Here's what you're going to be shocked at.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if it's a shock because you've heard enough about it. It's we're only there for about 30 minutes.
Yep.
So you just got to get it in. I'll talk to you when this is done, man. You know, kind of like my Monday Insider with Paul Strelow. Well, let me read this, buddy, and then I'll talk to you. You got to get it all in there. You're going to be shocked at, I don't know if DJ Shaw or whatever is going to be there, but like there's a DJ playing and there's loud music going on. Now, it was just during stretching and during summer stuff, but like there's music going on. Like what? It's kind of, for Danny Ford to have that out there, that'd be crazy. You see that. Just how good looking some of those bodies look, some of those defensive linemen look. To see Cleveland Farrell running around there at 265 or Xavier Kelly at 264. Seeing, you know, like I said, Jordan Williams. It'd be interesting to see what his body looks like there. But Austin Bryant at 266, seeing all those things. You know, and the athleticism, the attention to detail, like on every single step. First step, how do you come off the ball, that kind of stuff. And the fundamentals being taught like crazy. And then one of the things you'll always get, it's always at the beginning of practice, it's so much time and effort, energy, and attention to detail on special teams. Because you're going to get this kind of things, but get some callers every once in a while and say, man, they don't understand how important special teams are. But they work their butts off at it. So anyway, that'll be interesting to see. I can't wait to see your reaction afterwards or hear your reaction afterwards. Looking forward to that. How about Shaq Smith at 244?
Trying to keep up with Trey.
Oh, man.
There's going to be some mean boys in that linebacking crew.
Can't wait, man. Just can't wait to get into all that. When we come back, we'll give you the numbers, the weigh-in numbers. We'll also start on this. 247.com has their top players in college football. And there's several Tigers in it. There's a couple of Gamecocks in it. It's a bunch of Alabama guys in it. We'll tell you where. First, we'll give you all the Clemson guys. We'll give you the South Carolina guys. We'll give you the Georgia guys, where they are. And then we'll kind of tell you about who the Tigers and Gamecocks are playing a little bit. Got some defensive line talk today. It's going to be a good show, man. It's football season. We're here. Can't wait for it. By the way, it's of the list, it's your top 255 players on 247. Don't understand how they came up with that number. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. I want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and what they've been able to do for me. I like Mark Hawkins like a little brother. I like Mark Hawkins. I like Amanda McCall. I love her husband, Benji. These are friends of mine. These are people that like I feel good about doing business with. But let's be very clear about something. If their rates were higher, I wouldn't use them. I'd say, man, those are really good people. Can't afford them, but they're really good people. So it is the rates, too. I'm just telling you that it's a nice perk. I feel good about doing business with them. I would never sign a mortgage with some national company that somebody is going to give me an 800 number to call up and we'll be faxing stuff back and forth and never see them. Don't know who they are. They don't know me. They don't know what my family needs. They don't know what I'm about. When we closed on my last mortgage, Mark was right there with everything, explaining everything. The attorneys were there, but Mark was right there with everything. If you're buying a home, if you are refinancing, if you are remodeling your home, there's a company out there that really wants to help you and wants to help you maybe come with a different kind of loan, structure something different than you even thought about. That's what happened my last one. I know we could structure it like this. So great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. A break. We'll come back. Got a lot of football talk. Love for you to return. Can't thank you enough for listening. More when you return right after this.
Hey, let's have Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits tonight.
I thought you were going to let me pick dinner.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Bojangles.
Come in for 8 pieces of chicken for $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double-stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for McLaughlin Body Company. Employment opportunities exist for production MIG welders, sealers, assemblers, material handlers, and metal finishers. Qualified candidates must have a high school diploma or GED and be able to pass a drug screen, background check, and physical examination. For full job description and to apply online, visit readysc.org/McLaughlin. McLaughlin Body Company is an equal opportunity employer.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
If you're a listener to this station, then we know you love baseball. Instead of waiting to watch the World Series in October, you can watch the Senior League World Series this weekend easily. The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players from all over the world are in town. From July 29th to August 5th, teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa, all coming here. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. That's slbws.org.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with amazing deals of the day like dresses for her, 20% off. Men's suits, dress shirts and ties, 50 to 70% off. Take 30 to 50% off shoes for her. Save on dazzling fine jewelry selections, 60 to 75% off. And designer bedding collections and bath essentials, 60% off. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like a 2017 Fusion Escape or Mustang, 0% interest for 72 months and $1,000 in trade assist. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer good through August 22nd. Less trade, 95 or newer vehicle for trade assist.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let me be very clear about something about what we do and how we do it here. I love getting out and meeting people and meeting some of our business partners. And Jay and Davis Orders, I had no idea 3 or 4 years ago who Jay and Davis Orders were. And I heard about Engineered Sleep. And then some of my friends went to Engineered Sleep and bought mattresses. And I started hearing more about it. There's a little more of a buzz about it. And then Heath set up a meeting, and I went over and had a chance to sit down and meet with them. Really enjoyed them and their company and really good guys. We took, I've been over now, taking a couple different tours, met their employees and the guys and girls that bust their butts to make these mattresses, and started learning more and more about it. And then my wife and I decided we wanted to go this route and have a custom design, custom made mattress. And it just worked. Now, every single night, the hopefully 6 to 7 to 8 hours, never more than 8, but hopefully more sleep comes on a mattress that was made specifically for my needs and for my wife's needs. That's really cool. And I know when I first heard about the idea, I said a custom made mattress, and then I understood just how expensive mattresses are. It's like, man, this is going to cost you a gazillion bucks. Well, I found out that there's no retail setting. They sell it right out of their very own warehouse. So they cut out the middleman, which cuts it down a major chunk out of what it would have cost. Yeah, I'll be the first to admit to you. If you bought a custom-made mattress at a retail setting, you'd get destroyed. That doesn't happen to Engineered Sleep. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. Visit them. Set up an appointment. The easiest way to learn more about them, the easiest way to start the process with them, is just go to engineeredsleep.com. I've got this list, Zach, of the top 255 players. Don't know why it's 55. Seems like to me at the end they got to get a bunch of North Carolina players in there. As there's 1, 2, 3. There's 4 players ranked from 248 to 255. It's 247sports.com. You're familiar with them. You got Rivals, you got Scout, you got 247.
Yep.
Got all these guys. Anyway, 247sports.com has our top 247 players and then some extras in there. Of the top 247, Georgia has 5 players in the top 247. I'm going to let you guess the next 3 schools, that we care about. South Carolina
has two players.
Two players, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Any idea who those two players are?
I'm going to say one of them is probably their quarterback.
Nope.
No?
Mm-hmm. How about that? Jake Bentley, all the talk, not only top 247 in the country.
Samuel?
Yeah, Debo Samuel, number 140.
And they don't have Sky Moore in there, do they?
Sky Moore, 177. Yeah. All right, so Georgia has 5. South Carolina has 2. Any idea how many Clemson has?
I would go 1, 2, 4 maybe.
Clemson?
Yeah.
8.
Really? It's that high?
Yeah.
Wow.
You want them now or you want me to give them to you later?
Give them to me. Let's hear it.
At number 225, a little surprised by this one. This is underrated. Cleveland Farrell, 225. At number 198, Ryan Carter, defensive back. Number 193, Tyron Crowder. Overall talent college football now. Number 150, Kendall Joseph. Number 106, Deion Kane. Might be a little underrated there. I'm interested to see. Number 77, Mitch Hyatt. And Clemson with a couple of top 20 guys. At number 17, Christian Wilkins. At number 9, Dexter Lawrence. There's really Clemson, I think I'm right with saying this. Let me see. Oklahoma. Yeah. The Tigers. Oklahoma State has 2 of the top 17 players. We'll just say it's 2 top 20. And I think I'm right by saying this. Clemson and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's Mason Rudolph, and they got James Washington, the quarterback wide receiver combination. Those are the only two schools that have 2 players in the top 20. So Wilkins, 17, Lawrence, number 9. Any guess to how many Alabama has? Georgia has 5, South Carolina 2, and Clemson 8. Oh, by the way, I didn't give you the Georgia guys. You want the Georgia guys right quick? For us Georgia fans, I know Michael Liberty is listening, and if he promises not to troll me, I'll do this. Davin Bellamy, the outside linebacker, is number 168. Number 141 is Sony Michel. Georgia has three of the top 33, though. Georgia at number 33, Roquan Smith, the linebacker. At number 29, Trent Thompson, the defensive tackle. And at 27, Nick Chubb, the off-injured running back. All right, so again, Georgia with 5, South Carolina with 2, Clemson with 8. Any idea how many Alabama has?
11.
13.
Goodness gracious.
It's unbelievable. I didn't count Ohio State. I'll do that here in a minute, but. And it's just unbelievable having 13 top 247 guys.
Who's their highest?
Minkah Fitzpatrick at number 5. Oh, which, by the way, Hunter Renfrow says hello. How many touchdown passes has Minkah Fitzpatrick given up to Hunter Renfrow? I know 2. One each year. Not the game winner, but the one before that. He just burns Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, he owns Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah Fitzpatrick, like, if he wants to make a bunch of money in the NFL, just say, hey, man, can you burn the Hunter Renfrow film? I don't want to cost myself too much money. How about that, man? We'll go over the top players in college football. This is from 247sports.com. I think it's a pretty interesting attempt to rank these guys and see how that goes. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick needs to find a way to make sure that Hunter Renfrow doesn't make it to the playoffs again. Stealing money from Minkah Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's a great player, though. No doubt about that.
Nice little player.
Number 5 in the country. So, yeah, nice little player.
Nice little player.
Lamar Jackson, 1. Derwin James, Florida State safety, 2. Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, Houston, 3. Head full of lettuce. Baker Mayfield, 4.
That list is crap.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, 5. You're going to be 6 through 10.
God, I hate Ready? Baker Mayfield.
Just, 6 through 10, we'll take a phone call. Sam Darnold, quarterback at Southern Cal, number 6. Connor Williams, offensive tackle, Texas, 7. Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State, 8. Dexter Lawrence, Clemson, 9. And Darius Geis, running back, LSU, 10. You know what I also have in here? Where their composite rankings were coming out of high school. I find that pretty interesting. For instance, Lamar Jackson was a 3-star coming out of high school. Lamar Jackson was only ranked number 58 in the state of Florida, the number 12 overall dual threat quarterback, 3-star, and not a member of the top 250. He was composite ranking of 396 in a 247 rankings. So he's certainly overachieved. At the same time, Derwin James was 5-star, Ed Oliver was 5-star, Minkah Fitzpatrick was 5-star. Sam Darnold was 5-star. I mean, Dexter Lawrence was 5-star. There's a bunch of big 5-star guys in here.
I always forget how low Jackson was ranked coming out of high school. It's very impressive where he's at now, right?
Yeah. Clemson recruited him, liked him an awful lot, didn't take him.
Did they really?
Yeah. Took Kelly Bryant instead.
They offer him?
It's one of those now everybody offers. So you can kind of say offers.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some red flags, and they went, nah, we're going another direction. Can you imagine what that would look like, having that cat over here? Anyway, good stuff. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Double Alt Tiger checking in. Good morning, Double Alt Tiger. How you doing?
What up, Mickey? What up, Zach? What y'all doing?
Man, we're just getting ready. We're going to football practice today. Hadn't done that in forever. Hadn't done that in a year. Can't wait to get out there and get it done.
It's about time.
I'm saying
about time. Cool weather is coming.
I'm liking it.
I just wanted to point out the difference between Georgia and the Lamecocks is the difference between disappointed and deluded. Since Herschel in the 1980 season, almost every year, some exceptions, almost every year, you could give a stat about Georgia like you just did. Plenty of talent. Lots and lots of talent. And they just haven't got it done in 40-something years? Almost 40 years, almost every year. On the other hand, and by the way, if it wasn't for trash talk, I might not even care about football. If we could still trash talk, I don't even care if we have games. But I've got Lamecock friends who every August, since I paid attention to football in 1978, every year in August, lay the Gamecock schedule in front of me, and they'll look at it and look up with a straight face and just say, I defy you to show me where we're going to lose. You know, we got this, we got that, we have this player from Florida. did you know this player from Florida? We recruited a guy from Florida. We're good this year. Or we got us another washed up old coach who's going to give us a national championship. So Georgia and South Carolina is a difference between disappointed and deluded.
I like it, man. Got a little vocabulary lesson today. I like it. I'm gonna spend on the Georgia stuff right now. Double O Tiger, have a great day, man. Appreciate you calling in. Let's talk to you soon.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Take care. Georgia has had some success. He mentioned since the Herschel Walker days, the 1980 national championship, and that run they had in 80. They won in 80, 81, they finished sixth. In 82, they finished fourth. In 83, they finished fourth. They did finish eighth in the country in 1992 after going 10-2. They finished 10th in the country in 97. Third in 2002, seven in 2003, seven in 2004. Mark Richt did three straight top 10. Well, actually four straight because in 2005 they finished 10th. 2007 finished second. 2012 finished fifth. 2014 they finished ninth. They've had some top 10 finishes. The problem is they just hadn't won championships. They just hadn't won big games. They've had 12 win seasons like they did in 2006. They finished fifth. They've had 11 win seasons like they did in, they actually won 13 games. Before, like they did in 2016. The problem is, though, that post Herschel Walker, really pre Herschel Walker too. That's what people kind of forget a little bit. That pre Herschel Walker too, they just didn't win that many championships either. But post Herschel Walker, they've won two SEC championships. Let me put that in perspective for you. They won it in 1982 is the last time they won it before Rick won twice. So from 82 to, let me see, to 91, 2001, 2011. In the last 36 years, last 35 years, they won two SEC championships. Won the East 5 times, which is nice. But won two conference championships. One of the misconceptions is that they won it a bunch before that. They won it in 76, but including Herschel's three that he helped win, Georgia, in my lifetime, since 1968, has only won six SEC championships. I'm 47 years old. I won six in 49 years. 49 years. That's 50 years, whatever. You won six SEC championships. That's about one a decade. Shouldn't Georgia be better than that? When you think of Georgia football, don't you think of more than two the last 35 years? Two SEC championships. Hadn't won one since 2005. What year are you born?
The year of our Lord, 1993.
I need to look up Georgia's record. First of all, you realize this, man, from the first 3 or 4 years of your life, Georgia had losing records. Had losing record in 93 and 96. They were six. In the first 4 years of your life, they were 5-6, 6-4-1, 6-6, and 5-6. How does that happen? And then last year, Kirby Smart. Anyway, Georgia's just this program that thinks they're a top 10 program, and they've had top 10 finishes, just can't win championships in Athens, Georgia.
There's every reason to believe they should be a top 10 program, right?
Yeah.
It's just the finishing hasn't been there in a while.
Here's the argument that I had about Mark Richt. Everybody said, well, Richt didn't, you know, he didn't win one since 2005. Let me give you, first of all, in his two SEC championships, more than Don and more than Goff combined, the great Vince Dooley did win six SEC championships, but he did it over 25 years. And Vince Dooley is a great one there. Vince Dooley had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Vince Dooley had 7 top 10 finishes. And what did I say? 25 years. 7 top 10 finishes. Mark Richt had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And he did it in 15 years. Mark Richt, outside of a national championship, outside of some a much easier SEC then, Mark Richt did as good a job as Vince Dooley. Johnny Griffith didn't win any at the University of Georgia. Wally Butts won 4. Harry Meier never won. Well, they weren't in the SEC then. Harry Meier was overrated there, but Wally Butts was a great coach. That's kind of like what started Georgia a little bit. Wally Butts was there from 39 to 1960 and won 4 SEC championships or 4 conference championships. All Southeastern Conference. But Rick took Georgia to heights they hadn't been in years and years and years, and maybe never before except for a national championship. Georgia just got to win more. There are 35-year-old men right now that are listening to this station that have seen Georgia win 2 SEC championships. Got to have more than that. Simple as that. If you want to be as good as I think you are, as good as everybody else thinks you are, you got to win more than that. Simple as that. All right. I'm going to get back into the weight stuff, get back into the 247's top list. Paul Shrelo joins us at 8:05 this morning. Trail, TREHEL.com. When we go back and analyze football games, and we say, why did this team win? What did this team do to win the game? We analyze recruiting classes before and after, and we're kind of doing that today with this top 247 list. And, you know, how did this team build? If you go back and look at how Trail did it, it's pretty simple. It's a formula that they put together in their business model and their business plan, and it looks like this. First, have the better building process. Have it to where the same company designs it builds it. And that way you eliminate all the crap that goes on between architects and contractors and all the arguing back and forth and then the change orders and the extra cost, extra time. So that's where that comes from. Secondly, hire great people who really invest in the company and really invest in you, make you feel like you're the greatest customer ever, like you're the last customer on earth, because that's what you are to them. Build relationships so that the process is set up great and then the people are set up great. In the end, they keep delivering time and time and time again. And everywhere I go, I see more Trail signs. I ask people, I know that I see like their website, like, oh yeah, that Trail built this building. So I'll just ask them out of the clear blue sky. Hey man, y'all dealt with Trail. How was it? Oh, it's fantastic. We'll do it again. We'll build another bank. We'll do it again. We'll build another church. We're building another school. We're building another restaurant. We'll do it again. There's no doubt about it. We're not doing through a bidding process next time. We're just hiring Trail. Hear it all the time. Hear this all the time, man. We were over budget and out and couldn't do it. And they came in and saved our project on time. So only call Trail if you're building, if you want a budget, if you want a building on time, on budget, and have a great relationship with the guys and the girls there. You're going to love that. TREHEL.com. We'll take a break, come back. The list of Clemson football weights, and then it's top 247 list of the top players in college football right after this.
Bojangles Master Biscuit Makers go through a 48-step baking process for every batch of biscuits. It may seem like a lot, but the made-from-scratch way just tastes better.
Head to Bojangles for 2 country ham biscuits for just $3.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security. 888-407-SAFE.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. Well, it's time for some football. Make The Vault your one-stop sports apparel shopping destination. We have NFL and college shipments arriving daily with a large selection for men, ladies, and kids. And right now, we have a great summer special going. Buy two shirts and get a hat or shirt half price. We're located in Greenville on North Main Street across from the Hyatt. Or visit us online at vaultretrosports.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
The Wyler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. That's Chris Stapleton, right? Is that what I'm hearing right there? Good stuff. Hey, folks, Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. They've got a bunch of great things going on over there right now. And I've got this Empowered Water giveaway. Empowered Water is this water-based formula. It's there's no harsh chemicals, no harsh soaps, no harsh detergents. You're going to love the folks at Zero Res. And right now, they're going to give you a bunch of things going away, like this free bottle of Empowered Water when you sign up. With Zero Res, you get the three rooms, you get a fourth room or fourth hallway. You're going to like all that. I love this idea that if you sign up between now and the 11th of the month, they're going to give you a free bottle of this Empowered Water. And that cleans everything. You got a stain, you got any kind of materials, this Empowered Water goes and cleans it up. I want you to learn more about Zero Res. I did it here. We did it at the station. I did it at my home. Cleaning carpets, air duct cleaning, hardwood floors, tile and grout. They do it all. ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, and serving the entire upstate, serving Asheville. Spell it backwards or forwards. It is the right way to clean. And ask about those air duct cleaning specials. 558-7300. 558-7300. The dates, let me make sure I've got the dates right. The dates are August the 11th. This free bottle of Zero Res Empowered Water. Spot remover. You're going to love it. Really cool stuff there. I'm looking now. Let's get the phone call, 654-ROAR, on our Northland Communication phone line. Steve joins in. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for hanging on through the break. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
I was just going to say, I hear what you're saying about Georgia, but I guess that's what separates the SEC from every other conference in the country because, you know, people get in their mind that it's just Alabama, but when you talk about decades ago, you know, you're talking about 40 years, 45 years, whatever. I mean, during that period of time, you've had schools like Florida and Tennessee and LSU and Auburn and Alabama and LSU. I mean, they've all at some point been a national power and many times more than once. So it's, you know, you've got 5-6 teams in one conference that have been national powers over and over and over and over again over those decades. So it makes it pretty difficult to win a lot of titles. Does that not make sense?
It does, that there were runs all those teams had. At the same time, should Georgia be on the same par with Auburn? Don't you consider Georgia and Auburn close to the same?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
all right. Over the last 35 years, Auburn's won 6 sure. SEC championships. Georgia's won 2. You know, over the last 35 years, Auburn's won 2 national championships. Georgia's won none. I mean, I would consider, and you know, LSU maybe LSU should be better than Georgia, but LSU's won 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6. LSU's won 6 SEC championships. Tennessee had a great run. Tennessee's had 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, 4 SEC championships. And Tennessee hadn't won one since 98, but they've won twice as many SEC championships last 35 years as Georgia. Florida and Alabama have a ton. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying. It's just tough when you play in a conference, when you've got teams that are that deep and have had runs where they've been, you know, one of the best team in the country, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes it really difficult. And, I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade, but it's just like, you know, Clemson wants to pick and choose, like, history and years. But, you know, if you talk to a Clemson fan on the street, they would have you to believe that over history that they've been every bit as good as Georgia and they're Georgia. I mean, they'd have you believe that they played Georgia head-to-head 500 over history. Well, what's Clemson's all-time record against Georgia?
Not very good. Georgia was dominant throughout.
I mean, tell us what it is. I mean, really, tell us what it is on the radio.
I don't know what it is. And since they don't play Georgia, it's not in the press.
14 wins for Clemson, 38 wins or 42 for Georgia and 4 ties. Clemson's only beaten them 14 times ever in the history of the school. So. Yeah.
There's no doubt Georgia has a much better.
But Clemson fans would have you believe that it's pretty equal, pretty right down the middle.
Well, let me ask you this though. That's my point. I mean, shouldn't Georgia? You could tell. I don't disagree with your point about the difficulty of winning the SEC, but it hadn't been all that hard for Auburn, who's won it 6 times. Haven't been all the hard for Tennessee, who's won it 6 times. Hadn't won all the hard for LSU, who's won it 6 times. Or LSU, Tennessee's 4 times. These schools that should be on par with Georgia. Shouldn't they, in their own conference, what they're trying to measure up against, if they're that much better than Clemson, shouldn't they win that much as Auburn or LSU or Tennessee or Florida? Or I mean, I'm not even saying Alabama. Shouldn't you win more than 2? Put it this way, Steve. Should Georgia expect more than 2 championships every 35 years?
I guess.
You're a South Carolina fan. Don't you expect more than 2 SEC championships the next 35 years?
If you're what now?
You're a South Carolina fan. How old are you, by the way?
48.
All right.
I expect South Carolina wins more than 2 SEC championships in 35 years.
All right. So you're 48. Let me see if I'm right.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. You're going to live to be 83. You got 35 more good years in you, okay? Don't you hope and think that South Carolina's going to win two SEC championships before you die?
Well, if Georgia can't win but 2 in 35 years, why would I possibly think South Carolina will win 2 in
Man, that'd be hard. That'd be hard to think about then. And before you die, you're not going to ACC championships?
Like, it's just hard to think about in basketball that Clemson can't win one ACC championship in 106 years, right?
Well, the ACC's only been around for 50-something, 60-something.
What's that?
The ACC's only been around for 50-something years, 60-something years.
Okay, so how many years? Okay, yeah. So 50-something years can't win one.
Yeah. I would think this. I think Clemson, before I die, is going to win two ACC basketball championships.
You really think that's going to happen for Clemson?
Yeah. Before I die?
They're going to win two ACC.
Hell, Miami's won two. Florida State's won two. Yes.
Okay.
What
in the past makes you believe that?
Well, not nothing in the past, but the next 35 years. But I tell you what happened in the past. That Miami's won a couple and Florida State's won a couple.
Okay.
I appreciate the phone call. I'd hate to go through life thinking that the guy's 48, he's going to live to be 83, he's going to live 35 more years, and you're going to die and you're not going to have two SEC championships? Kelly Graham and I had a conversation yesterday. In my lifetime, I want one more national championship. I said, do you think there's a better chance of Clemson winning two more in my lifetime or none? Kind of thought two. One's tough. Just give me one more national championship before I die. But there's no arguing me, if Georgia's as good as you say they are, there's no arguing me that Tennessee shouldn't have twice the championships, that Auburn shouldn't have three times the championships, that LSU shouldn't have three times the championships. I'm not even counting Florida and Alabama yet. Let me give you Florida since 82. Florida's won one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Florida's won 9. Georgia's won 2. I mean, is that right, Zach? Should Florida have 9 and Georgia 2?
No, they shouldn't.
Let me give you Alabama since 83. By the way, Alabama went on a long run without winning one.
If you look at yourself as a fan base and then as a program, as a top 10 program in the country, and that's the way you truly see yourself, and you see yourself in a conference that is the elite of the elite, there's no way that you should be where you were at with Georgia. There's just no way. You should be contending for a title every single year, and you're not.
By the way, Alabama only has 8 since then. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And on the ACC basketball deal.
Well, it's 106 years.
Well, they hadn't played 106 years. So.
Can you imagine going through life, the next part of your life, knowing your program won't reach the pinnacle of just the conference twice? Not even once, twice?
In my lifetime?
Think about that. You're talking national championships. He's talking about just getting out of the conference.
See, Georgia Tech's won 3 men's basketball championships. Miami and Florida State only won 1 each. But Notre Dame's won 1, for God's sakes. You know? I think that I can win 2 in the next 35 years. Let me get Paul in before a break from NRE. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Was that guy a South Carolina fan? Is that what you said, Mickey?
Yes.
At this piece. Hey, one thing I can say that we've done that Georgia hadn't done, if you want to be elite, we've played for 3 national championships in the last 35 years. Head-to-head with Georgia don't mean nothing. And what did basketball have to do with? I think we're talking football. I mean, this is a guy talking about who's won 1 conference championship. His team since 19, I mean, they've been playing football for over 100 years, and they got 1. He's getting on here and that's just like a South Carolina fan taking up for the SEC. And all those championships he's talking about, most of those come in the 2000s. I mean, I think Florida had one in the 90s. Alabama had one, and Tennessee had one at the end of the 90s. Or was that 2000? It ain't like the SEC was dominating the national championship over these last 35 years that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But you're talking about he's comparing a team that at least Clemson's played for 3 national championships.
Yeah, it's a good
point. I mean, I cannot believe that a South Carolina fan would even get on there and start talking. And then he didn't know his facts to begin with. You know, the ACC's only been around since 1953.
Yeah.
I mean, it just beats
I just hate to go through. I'd hate to think. Paul, how old are you?
I'm 61.
All right. So you're going to live another 30 years.
I hope so. And I lived from 1968 or 69 and seen South Carolina not beat us but two times in a row for what? From 1968 or 69, whatever it was. And this guy's getting on here talking about Clemson football. Go ahead and finish, Mickey. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I just want to say you've got to – you're going to live 30 more years, I hope. Got your cholesterol down, feeling good about yourself. You're going to live 30 more years. You're going to see, you hope your team's going to win more than two conference championships, or at least two conference championships in 35 years.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
A 90-year-old Georgia man right now, a 35-year-old Georgia fan right now has seen two conference championships. What?
Yeah, your point is only you're just saying that they should be better, and I think they should be. You know, the way they recruit and everything, they should have a lot more championships.
Totally agree.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. Totally agree with that. Hell, Kentucky's won two. Ever. Tulane's won three SEC championships. Georgia Tech's won five. That was a long time ago. Anyway. Love to get back in this conversation. I've got the 247 top list. I've got the Clemson away and stuff. Paul Strelow in hour three. More when